This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 712-770-9418. Provided by Global Star. Thank you so much, Todd Waite at Global Star. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Oh, just outside, Beaufort. Good, you know, you're going to wind up the pitch. Oh! I've had a long week, Vincent. Don't mess with me. I just need more humor in my life. That's what I'm needing now, to laugh at everything.
How about a new term? I was talking with Kurt Wilson yesterday afternoon. And Kurt Wilson is the armchair survivalist. He's a USA Prepares instructor. And, you know, we were talking about how ethics and morals have changed depending on, you know, what's happening at the moment. And together we came up with this term. He put half of it together. I put the other half together. And it's called situational morality or situational ethics. So people agree to do things, and then I don't want to do it anymore. Okay. So the other party, you know, the two parties in an agreement, and the other party is left holding the bag because the, you know, one party says, I don't feel like doing it anymore. Let me give an example. So, and this is after Kurt Wilson and I talked about this term, situational morality or situational ethics. So we have some extra hay available here at the farm, and we've decided that we're going to sell some of our hay because selling cows isn't working so well. So we decided to sell some hay, and a guy called up, and he needs hay really, really badly. Got to have it. His cows are starving. So the field, it's a 100-mile round trip for us to go get this hay and bring it to him or get it for him. The field is really, really muddy. It was this was on Tuesday. The agreement was made. And today, Thursday at noon, was going to be the delivery. Well, so yesterday we worked on our trailer. We have a 26-foot gooseneck trailer. It's a really heavy trailer. Took the tires off, balanced them, greased the wheel bearings, spent a half a day working on it. Okay. Guy calls this morning and says, never mind, I found some hay, forget it. So there was an agreement that he would buy the hay. We are the lowest price in a 100-mile radius for the best hay. And this guy just decides he got it someplace else, forget it. An agreement was made. What I'm saying is that is situational morality, situational ethics. So what do we do in a situation like that? What do we do when a guy runs us ragged because we do everything we can to meet our obligation and he reneges? What do we do?
Listen to this. When Ducky Mallard was asked that, he turned as he was walking out the door and he said, quote, an ethical man knows not to cheat on his wife. A moral man won't. Now, The difference between ethics and morals is the distinction between choice. And morality is walking your talk. And a lot of people are no longer doing that because nobody does it. However, that's one of the reasons why I have chosen you as my friend, because you walk your talk. And even when somebody does not walk their talk, you will, even if it means you're lost. And what you're really doing is showing people a possible better way of being. And because at some point, somebody's going to do that to him, and he's going to remember you and how he did it to you. Now, this is the constructs of children and adults, where adults are more experienced than children are. Children don't know any different, and that's why being an adult is a responsibility for teaching the children how to walk their talk, and by example. And what you're doing is why your son is as solid as he is, and your family is the family that you enjoy. I'll bet that man is not a very happy man, ultimately.
That's a very good point, and I have a feeling you're absolutely right about that guy, because he doesn't know any better. He doesn't know
you're showing him another way of being. It does not mean he's going to embrace it any more than Christianity over Muslim. But I'll tell you what, when I look out into the universe, I see the Muslims practicing their religion way better than what I see Christians doing. Now, Christianity is a solid way of being, but I don't see people acting like Christians. They say they are, and that's the difference, again, between ethics and morals. Walking your talk, not making judgment on another, including you being upset at that man for being limited. What he did is his choice, just like yours is. I don't care to do business with you anymore. And at some point, he may or not really want your forgiveness. You don't know. What you do know is you have to look yourself in the mirror. And once you get that part, that's what it's truly all about. You're not trying to do it for money. You're not trying to do it for survival. You're trying to do it so that you respect yourself.
Well, we're probably 20% lower than the next closest guy.
So
we're the lowest in price.
Even if you're hay,
as
opposed to grass hay. You understand with that? If alfalfa, it was pure alfalfa. Yeah. It was like premium grade, pure alfalfa.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't matter what your price point was. It was a verbal contract was going, and usually you spit in your hand, and it seals the deal. The old school.
Yeah. We don't spit in our hands anymore. We don't even shake hands anymore.
And you know what? I'd like to talk to you about that, because this is another right in front of our face, 9/11. Did it happen? I don't know. Did the plane actually hit that tower, or was it a hologram? I don't know. I can tell you that Building 7 was a demolition. You can say it. So there's no question that all part of it is. And the bottom line is, in terms of woohoo, is anything you could possibly imagine on why they did that is probably true, and even more. You'll notice, for example, that now hospitals are no longer hospitals, they're internment camps. You'll notice there is an excuse to get rid of paper money so that you don't touch things that other people touch. You'll notice that there's no longer a debt with China, or China owns 50% of the West Coast. You'll notice that even if they did, we're not going to pay them, because you'll notice, I mean, it just goes down the line. And what we're talking about is a common cold. And the amount of deaths that have died from a common cold is way more than the WHO virus. So why is the CDC and the World Health Organization slamming the way they are with disinformation? And that's the question I'd start to ask everybody. It doesn't matter whether it's real or not. Why are they doing disinformation? And that's
like
where you
President
start.
Trump. Like President Trump saying
Trump,
this isn't...
Trump and Clinton and Bernie Sanders and they're all criminals. Bernie Sanders isn't
I'm talking about
person. Neither is Clinton, neither is Biden. All of them need to be put in jail, probably. Including Trump.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is the president is saying that it's not so bad. Rush Limbaugh said it's no worse than the common cold. And we're talking about the coronavirus, which our term here at USA Prepares is corona panic. Rick, it is sweeping the globe so quickly that in Australia,
shade over your eyes, but to cause a response of giving up your civil rights for safety. And like Benjamin Franklin said, when you do that, you lose both. And bottom line is, I'm not worried about it. The Wuhan virus, okay, everybody listen carefully. The Wuhan virus is about your mouth and your thyroid. It is in the upper respiratory area before it goes down into the lung. Okay, that means that if you do echinacea and gastrofolia, just echinacea. Echinacea sides cause the turgor in your synovial fluids to bead, and it sets up electrostatic fields in your mouth. That's what the numbness is about. And what happens next is, virus can't set up because of the electrostatic fields. It isolates and localizes the infection, and it's your body that goes in and drills it. And guess what? You probably already had a boo-boo-boo virus, and it was in and out and gone. Just like that. Oh, older people. Oh, quick, mask. It isn't about masks. It's a fact that if you start to look at your fingers, just carry an ultraviolet light that you can shine on your mouth and your hands and take a look at what glows. So there's your virus. There's your bacteria. That's what's happening. And when you go to Walmart, oh, and guess what? Walmart and Harbor Freight are messed up big time right now. Have you noticed their shelves? Why? Well, this causes a pandemic. And, oh, we've got a virus now, immunization. Let's do that next. And I'm going to guess that that's going to be even worse. They needed a body count to set up world fear. Fear is the first enemy of man, and we've been here every year, and what they're trying to do is put legs on this like they did 9/11. And yes, you should be clean and consider yourself, but not to panic. This isn't real. What's real is your imagination and fear and your response. That's real. And morals and ethics, walk your talk. If you're going to go, at least you can go with dignity. And I refuse to mess with this. I have been posting it every day on Sustainable Lifeboat, and then I started seeing a pattern. And if you'll notice, all the pretty good people that I find, you know, with now disinformation and so on, William Mount, some of these others, they're all saying it's about money, it's about debt, it's about control. It's not about the virus. It's about your fear of the virus and how the media...
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, we talked about early in the corona panic environment, we talked about the supply chain. And I just want to read something to you. I'm at RockAuto.com. RockAuto is one of the largest, if not the largest, distributor of auto parts on the Internet in the United States of America. They have pretty much every possible auto product you can possibly need. Well, I am, last night we were looking at oil changing drain plugs. So let's say you change the oil, you unscrew this drain plug and it has a washer, and sometimes they get damaged. So if you bring your vehicle to Walmart and they use an impact gun on your oil drain pan, they can plug that can destroy it, so you might need a new one. Or the washers that are used sometimes get damaged and you need a new washer. Well, there are 8 choices at Rock Auto for the Mercedes-Benz 2000 model V8. It's the same as the V6. It's for a whole bunch of years. It's probably the same drain plug that's used in Toyotas and Camrys. It's metric. They have 8 offerings. 5 out of the 8 are out of stock right now. So if you wanted to order one, you could not. It says, quote, out of stock, notify me when available, end quote, for 5 of the 8. What I'm saying is, we talked about this. We said this was going to happen. It's happening right now. Oil drain plugs. Why? Because they come from the communist Chinese. That's why. And Apple. Apple has Homo Tim Cook. I mentioned this yesterday. The CEO of Apple bet the farm, bet Apple on China. His employees said, no, we need to diversify. We can't have just the Chinese be our sole manufacturer of the parts for Apple. Now it is reported that if you have a broken phone and you need a major part for your broken phone, an Apple phone, you may not be able to get it fixed for a couple of weeks because of the parts unavailability. Apple doesn't have all the parts that they need to fix the phones. So, like, if you break the screen, you might not be able to get your phone fixed for a few weeks, if at all.
Yeah.
So happening is people are saying, oh, geez.
I watched.
People now are saying, oh, gee, I'll buy a new phone if I can get one. Go ahead.
Okay. I watched a thing called TikTok. It's a thing for kids where they text each other. You know, it's a Gen X thing. And not a millennial, more it's Gen X, the younger kids. And there were a whole series of them, of kids that were in China, Caucasian, that were stuck in China and having to stay at home and are bored. And it was interesting to get their perspective, not just one person, not five people. I looked at more than 200 different posts on TikTok just to get a sense of what's really going on and the general overlay. And all I saw was critical mass and temporary insanity, just like it ever was. You know, kids starting to go to critical mass, that means they're menstruating, and then they go crazy, and sexually. And I'm watching how the universe is using this situation as a spin for alternative purposes. And I've had enough. And if somebody came to my door wanting my rifle, not only will I not give it up, I might shoot them for even dreaming.
Well, Rick.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm old enough. I'm prepared to set an example of what a young Gen X might expect when he approaches a baby boomer. And I want everybody to understand that I don't care anymore. I've lived a good life. I've done everything I need. I don't care anymore. It's time I start walking my talk. And how did Yoda put it? My gun you may have, after I give you my bullets, I will. And you know what? This is a bunch of horseshit. And I'm calling it out. I'm calling out the World Health Organization. And I'm saying, why are you doing this? Your incompetence is... I'm enough of an intellect.
Hold that thought.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate today is expected to vote on a House-passed bill that would fund the coronavirus response in the United States. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The House votes overwhelmingly, 415-2, to pass an $8 billion spending bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. The two congressmen voting against it, Andy Biggs of Arizona and Ken Buck of Colorado.
A Republican lawmaker introducing a measure to censure Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for saying at a rally,
all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
In other news, Mike Bloomberg dropping out of the race. He's now backing Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren, who didn't win any states on Super Tuesday, still deciding what she's going to do. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, I just want to let you know we have a delay. Right now it's 1,064 milliseconds, so just over a second. It was 2 seconds before the break, and so I reconnected. We're down to just a little over a second. So I just want to let you know there is a delay between you and me, so if we step on each other, that's what it's about.
I apologize to you for ranting this morning. I've had enough of everybody. You know, this whole thing, even just a minute ago, was on the woo-woo, and why? People sell advertising. People are pray.
You mentioned
Charles Kowalt.
Yeah. You mentioned.
Yeah, you got it. What happened to Charles Kowalt concept?
You mentioned handing over your gun when they come to get it, and it's bullets first. Well, I read there's a somewhere on the internet. I don't even know if I could find it again, but there's a protocol that you're supposed to use. So for example, let's say you're at a dinner, and someone says to you, "Could you please pass me a fork?" Well, you don't pass it by the tines. You don't hold it by the tines. There's a protocol. You pass it by the handle. Okay, and you don't touch the eating surface when you pass the fork. And just there's a protocol that's on the internet somewhere that says there's a protocol for handing over your gun to the authorities. And the safe way to do that is you hand them the barrel first, but you hold the gun. You hold it by the trigger. That's the protocol. So I just want to make sure that in case you want to look that up, class. If you ever have to do it.
Yeah, I wanted to say something to you. My father would have taken my pistol away from me if I had called it a gun. Mm-hmm. FYI, you have a pistol, a revolver, a rifle, and a shotgun.
Yeah, and, that's absolutely correct.
My father taught me how to use a rifle when I was 12 years old. I killed my first deer when I was 12. And I became a hunter, like my dad. I don't hunt anymore, there's reasons, but, you call it by its correct name. And it isn't a gun. It's a rifle, a shotgun, a pistol, or a revolver.
No, I was using that term to encompass all.
Rifle, I know, and I wasn't
pistol,
calling
shotgun.
You on it. I'm saying the slang has moved that whole thing into a whole different kind of a genre.
You're right, and we call children kids too, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And kids are baby goats. You're absolutely right. Well, There is a protocol, and you can find it on the internet, class. So if you want to, if you feel inclined to turn over your rifle, pistol, revolver, or shotgun, the article that I read said that you hand it over, you hold on to the trigger, and you hand the barrel over to the other person. So you might want to research that for yourself. Of course, this is tongue in cheek, class. Rick, I was just talking with our son. We have
trying to incite riots, aren't you? By wearing a mask.
By
wearing a hoodie. Here's
an interesting tidbit. Back to the supply chain. So we decided that we have some wheels that we need to replace on a trailer. Wheels, steel wheels, very heavy wheels on this particular trailer. And this is, it's not like it's a weird, it's an American trailer. There are no replacement wheels to be had. The largest tire and wheel company, the largest distributor, has none available. There's none in stock, and they don't know when they can get them. Wheels. I'm talking about wheels. I'm not talking about rocket science here. I'm talking about a common wheel for a trailer. Nowhere are they in stock in this country. That is the supply chain problem that we were talking about. Now, 6 weeks ago, I thought we had pretty much everything that we needed for survival. Yeah, we can get by with the wheels. They're slightly bent. I sure would like them to be straight, but I can't get them. That's exactly right. We put them on the balancer last night, and we're checking them, and they're about an eighth of an inch. They wobble about an eighth of an inch. Now, when you fully load that trailer, it doesn't feel so bad. But the empty trailer, it almost jumps around on the road. So I'm just telling you that when we talked about the supply chain, that is what we're talking about. And in Australia, we're talking about, our term for this is the Corona Panic. In Australia, right now, and this is European news, quote, hysterical pet owners fearing coronavirus asking vets to euthanize their dogs. What is happening is people now are so afraid of dying of the coronavirus that they want their vet to kill a family member, their dog. That's happening right now.
they can get
now,
you to do
all
that.
All you have to do is keep your animal home.
Yeah,
keep your animal home.
If they get you to do that, what do they want you to do after that?
Right. Right. So this thing is a moving target. People are in... Well, some people are paying attention. Now, my belief is that the coronavirus is absolutely real. And in Washington State at the nursing home, they put sheets up while they loaded this dead patient or this dead resident of the nursing home into a vehicle to go on to the crematorium, I guess, or burial. They held up sheets so there could be no cameras now or pictures. Now, why would they do that? We've all seen, you know, images of dead on television, right? We've been to funerals. So it's nothing new. Well, it seems to me that this must be way different. This coronavirus has struck fear in the minds of a lot of political types, the movers and shakers, that, you know, the kind of people who tell us what
or
to do.
It has struck fear. It is, and using
well, I think it's real.
Agendas.
Well, okay, I think it's real. I believe it's absolutely real. And yes, they never let a crisis go to waste, right? Well, I believe that the reason is that the people who die, there's a fork in the coronavirus. There's like two of them. One of them, you get kind of sick and it's miserable and you don't want to go to work.
I have a different question. Why was that made into a weapon in the first place?
Okay, well, let's put that aside for just a second.
You know, that's so, Eisenhower, right on down to today. Why would they weaponize something like that in the first place? With the possibility of it possibly becoming what they're suggesting it is. Now, anyone that would do that, in my opinion, is not a human being.
Well, of course not. Of course not. Because when we went to grammar school, we were told not to punch girls. We were told to be polite. We were told to speak when spoken to. We were told not to destroy things, not to litter, not to set fires. Remember Smokey the Bear?
All of those things. Because
right.
We ask not to. You see, you have a choice. And that's what made us God's favorite, is this diversity. But I am watching the earth in front of me being terraformed for something else. Now, you tell me what's going on, and I say back to you, your imagination is what's real. And because of that, it is the discipline necessary of being responsible for the thoughts you choose to entertain. There it is.
Well, it seems that to me, from everything that I've read and all the sources that we have here at USA Prepares, this thing is absolutely real. And in Washington State,
what does real
I believe
mean to you? Does it mean that it's going to take out half your family at some point? Is that what you
I
mean?
Hope it's I'm working to prevent that from happening. But when I say it's real, I mean the GDP, the generally dumb public people don't get it.
I've already called them, like the World Health Organization. UN. It's globalism versus nationalism. They tried it in our Democratic Party. It didn't work. Now they're going to another 9/11. Watch. And the only reason 9/11 happened is they had to have a body count to get a terrorism bill through Congress in the first place. Watch it. Watch your mind.
No, I'm not debating that, but I am saying that I believe this is absolutely real. It was man-made, in my opinion, and it got out, whether intentionally or unintentionally. What?
Why was it man-made?
Oh, well, because we have some really evil things walking around on this planet.
Evil? You mean they want to take control? Control is a fantasy. What do you think is really going to happen? If this is truly like they're doing, then they're susceptible. They may not be. They may already have a virus or an immunity. I can tell you the whole thing is about racism. It is about religion and freedom of religion. It is about your civil rights, and what made America different than China.
It wasn't about the takedown of China. And about the takedown of China. The Chinese were getting way too powerful.
And you'll notice Hong Kong, the riots have stopped. Oh, my goodness.
If you look at all the Chinese products, and how does one stop them from taking over all manufacturing in the world, which is what they were headed toward?
Absolutely.
Well, this is a great way to do it, because now if you get a package, you used to be able to just buy packages through Alibaba on the internet, and it would be shipped right from China. You want to touch one of those now, knowing that the virus can last weeks on that package or that item that's in that package? Who wants to buy anything from China? So that I'm getting emails every day from Alibaba. Want to buy some more? I'm getting them from eBay. Want to buy some more? I'm getting them from Amazon. Want to buy some more? Or you looked at this. I looked at a well pump tank. It's 20 gallons. We needed an 86 gallon. I just wanted to see who the manufacturer was, and I wanted to read some specs. I was not interested in a 20-gallon well pump tank. No interest whatsoever. But I was interested in the manufacturer. So I looked it up on eBay. Now I'm getting email after email. Want a well pump tank? Want a well pump? You looked at this. Do you still want it? And it's about everything that I look at on the internet. They know what I look at, and they want to know if I want to buy them. I'm sick of it, just as you are. But that's what's happening, because
didn't
the commerce is down so much.
Commercials on TV? That was what the CIA once originally said. I'm just reminding everybody. Mind control? Oh, no, we don't need mind control. We have TV. That's a direct quote from the 50s. Now, you know, Travis Shock aside, you know, you need to take control of what is important to you and focus on that. It's not about this possibility of what may or not. And, oh, you better be fearful and watch when you go both ways. At some point, I guess what I would suggest is that everybody study neuro-linguistic programming now.
Hold that thought.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we've been talking about supply chain problems that would be emerging. They are here right now in the United States, actually worldwide. And here's an interesting piece of news. 290 million children face weeks at home as coronavirus faces unparalleled school closures around the globe. So schools are being closed around the globe. Where? Japan, China, India, Germany, Italy, the United Kingdom, United States, and United Arab Emirates. That's what's happening right now. Schools are being closed. And now what, and so you think, what's the Fed doing about this? The Federal Reserve, the guys that, we'll just say, print money out of thin air. Those guys, well, they created out of thin air. Well, those guys have, are preparing for a financial apocalypse. Now, why? Because when the factories have closed, and they have closed, and if in the United States stores don't have Chi-Com inventory to sell, they don't need their employees to show up. And Walmart would be an example of that. Target, also known as Target, would be an example of that. Well, if the stores don't have the inventory, they don't need the employees. The employees get laid off or fired. The stores close or go bankrupt or go out of business or all of the above. So now we have people at home can't pay their bills because half of Americans don't have money to survive an illness. They can't make it to next week without the paycheck. Those people are going to lose their homes. Now what's going to happen? Is there going to be rioting in the streets when the bankers foreclose on the houses because the company closed and the people who pay the mortgages can't pay because they don't have a job anymore and there's no job to get because the Chi-Com shut down the factories because of the corona panic? That's where we're headed now.
And you said it right.
And I think you were alluding to that, Rick.
Yeah, you said it right when you said panic. It it's not about the Wuhan virus.
Yeah, I've been calling
the Wuhan panic. That's what it's about.
Well, I've been calling it the Corona panic.
I call it the Wuhan.
Now, I think people should be okay. I think people should be really concerned about what is happening. I think there are a lot of stupid people who say, you know what, nobody's going to tell me what to do. You know, our neighborhood's infected, so I have a right to be happy. So I'm going to go out and do whatever I want to do. That's what people are doing.
And they're infecting other people. That's exactly was the Chinese putting someone alive in a trench and burying him alive. I saw that as a video. What you're about to
I guess they learned from the Nazis.
Well, it's going to go downhill.
Nazis did that.
And, you know, that's why you need to discipline your mind. It's not a fear. It's not real.
We've had people call the house, and they've said, hey, listen, I want to come over and, you know, visit you. My response is, the gate's locked. That's it. The gate's locked. There's no more discussion. I'm telling them politely, have you lost your mind? You're not coming over here. I don't know where you've been. I don't know where the people you associate have been. I don't know about how risky the behavior in your family is. I don't know if you've been on airplanes. I don't want to get sick. I don't want anybody in our family to get sick. I am not going to allow some GDP's risky behavior to take down the Finelli farm because they're too stupid to pay attention. I'm not going to let that happen.
How do you do? Can you imagine being a mailman right now? And what the movie The Postman actually represented? The networking.
Being a mailman is a risky job. Being a mailman is a risky job. Going to the post office is risky. Going to the Chinese factory outlet is risky. Going to church is risky. I've got a story that I can share with you. We'll do it after the...
It's risky. I mean, get a grip, man. The whole thing is about your imagination and taking control of it as a tool.
Well, I don't think I'm imagining me, Vin Finelli. I don't think I'm imagining the risks. Let me give an example. So there's a cruise ship called the Grand Princess. And it set sail off California. And this ship went toward Kauai Island, Hawaii. And then it hopped over to Oahu, and then Maui, and then Hawaii, the big island. And it's coming back to California, but it's held off the coast by about 400 miles because of the coronavirus. There are people sick on there. Now, this left February 21st. Now, that's not so long ago. How could anybody be so stupid as to get on a cruise ship on February 21st? And now they're annoyed that they can't get off. And they don't know when they're going to be able to get off. They're prisoners on the cruise ship, and they paid for it. And they're stupid. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.